Next patient is Joaquin Salgado. The first name, J-U-A-Q-U-I-N. Last name, Salgado, S-A-L-G-A-D-O. This is a clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic male that was admitted to the hospital after he sustained an injury in the back of the head. He was dizzy, and he was found with acute renal failure. He was volume contracted and stayed in the hospital with a creatinine of 3 of BUN of 62. The patient was hydrated, was released, and we had the opportunity to see him on the 9th of April, but we didn't have a follow-up blood work. The blood work was done on the 16th of April, and the serum creatinine has come down to 2.61. The BUN is 44, and the estimated GFR went from 25 to 30 mLs per minute. The patient has a proteinuria that is more than 10 grams per gram of creatinine, and the patient was placed on Jardiance 25 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient is feeling better. The serum albumin is 2.3. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, but I think that he will continue to recover the kidney function since all the parameters are getting stable. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. The patient was seen by the endocrinologist, has been placed on Mounjaro 2 milligrams per gram, 2 milligrams every week, sub-Q, along with Lantus, and the patient has changed the diet, the amount of protein that the animal protein that he is eating is minimal, and he was recommended to go into a plant-based diet and be careful with the simple sugars and the processed foods. According to his information, the blood sugar is running around 170 or less, which is a big improvement. Following number, the patient had a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, anemia that is related to all of the above. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is worrisome because the total cholesterol is 478. The LDL cholesterol is 380, and the HDL cholesterol is 53. The patient says that when he went to the cardiologist, the atorvastatin was stopped. I don't see a reason to stop the atorvastatin, and for that reason, I sent the prescription to the pharmacy in order to start him on 40 milligrams on a daily basis, and I insisted in the change in the diet. Following number, history of strokes in the past, and following number, we know that the patient has peripheral vascular disease and arteriosclerotic heart disease. The stroke has been a manifestation, and the patient has cardiac catheterization with stents. A very complicated case, but is getting better. We have to give him a close follow-up, and for that reason, we are going to see him in 2 months with laboratory workup.